But first, most teachers from across Pendergast Elementary School District in Glendale called out sick today, not because they're feeling ill, but to stage what they call a sick out to protest low wages. A spokesperson for the district says the sick out has caused 9 out of 12 schools to close for the day, affecting about 7,000 students. Meanwhile, some of the teachers are at the state capitol wearing red and holding signs that say things like highly qualified, pitifully paid. Joining us now is Sasha Smith, a second grade teacher at Villa de Paz Elementary School in Gilbert. She is at the state capitol. Sasha, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, thank you. So tell us why you are there and why you think this sick out today was necessary.
You know, unfortunately, we're seeing a trend, not just in our state, but across the country, of teachers needing to take drastic measures to have their voices heard. And I think this is what we felt we needed to do as educators, so that we could let our legislators know that we need more than just a Band-Aid. We need more than just a simple fix. It's not just about raises. And I know that's what people will think. It's not just about that. We need to fund our schools properly.
Was this inspired by the walkouts that happened earlier this month in West Virginia, where teachers did result in getting a pretty significant pay raise there?
You know, I think that sort of started the momentum. I think that got us talking about, you know, here is a state that is not as poorly funded as the state of Arizona is. If this is what they can do when they come together, make their voices heard, present a solid front, a united front, then we need to do that as well.
So tell us what's going on there at the state capitol right now. How many teachers are with you?
Wow, I wish I knew how many teachers. There's quite a lot. We actually have two different unions represented down here. Three unions represented down here. It is totally a bipartisan effort. It is just educators standing in solidarity with other educators. We are letting our legislators know that we need proper funding. We need more than you are giving us.
Yeah, and I know the Arizona Education Association is also holding an event at the Capitol today where they will meet with some legislators. Do you think that and this walkout in your district is getting legislators' attention, getting the governor's attention?
Yeah, I hope that it is, and it would be really unfortunate if it wasn't, because you know this is the beginning. It has to start somewhere. This is that grassroots effort that started 2 weeks ago with just, you know, our silent protest that we're just going to wear red for Ed. And then it escalated a little bit more this week. And then even next week, there's an event planned at the Capitol on Wednesday afternoon. So I'm hoping that we don't have to take it further for our students' sake, for our teachers' sake. You know, we don't necessarily want to be out of the classroom. And I know some people say, well, then why are you there? Because we love our kids and we need more for our kids. The funding needs to reflect the needs of our students, and it does not do that. We cannot put students first if we're putting our educators last. We have classrooms across the state that do not have highly qualified, certified teachers who've gone to school to become educators. We have people who are substitute teachers, and we love them and we're grateful for them because that's better than having nothing, but they don't represent what education is. They don't represent the heart, the hard work, everything that the teachers put in to help our students day in and day out.
Yeah, and real briefly, Sasha, before we have to go here, how does this feel like it was a really long time coming? Like, how much had to go on for how long for you to do something this drastic?
You know, this has been a long time coming. The state of Arizona has been on a pay freeze since 2008. We have been giving Band-Aids one step at a time, 1% here, that amounts to $500. Another 1% here, that amounts to $500. That is not, that's not really funding our schools the way that they need to be. That's not funding our teachers the way that they need to be.
Right.
And we need to take it back, take a step back, come together, united, Republicans, Democrats, whoever you are, business leaders, community members, parents, we need to come together and do what's best for our kids.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Sasha Smith is a second grade teacher at Villa de Paz Elementary School. Sasha, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.